What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
A little birdie told me that you're caffeinated today, Greg, and I'm in for it.
I have already had my can of Coke. I don't want to alarm anybody, but alarmed. Andy Cortez, the Nitro Rifle, Texas Heat, Latino Heat, clicking heads, ribbon shreds, globetrotting, headshotting, rooting, tooting, three-point shooting. Andy Cortez has challenged me to have another Coke. That's two Cokes.
Did anyone else get that?
Cool, Greg. Can I get another Coke? Just another straight up hardcore leaded Coke.
We're in a balaclava over there. Did anyone else get a grandpa vibe from Greg when he said, I've already had my can of Coke. Oh, dear. My can of Coke.
It's funny because my jaw felt loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been there.
And you ever get that heavy tongue?
Black jaw.
No.
Sometimes
when it's tired,
just like you get a heavy tongue every once in a while when you're like maybe a little too sleepy. You just said so. I was streaming the other day and I was trying to do like a voice acting thing, right?
Yeah.
And the words came up: investigate an anomaly.
Sure.
And I could not get that out.
That's hard.
I was like, investigate an anomaly. An anomaly.
I mean, I definitely fuck up words all the time. If we can just blame it on a heavy tongue, I'll do that.
A heavy tongue, yeah. Okay. Sometimes your tongue gets inflated.
Heavy is the tongue.
Don't do that. Don't ever put that out again. Okay, do it again.
Oh, wow. Nothing's doing.
Yeah, long tongue.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if I do.
I was going to say, wait, no. That doesn't strike me as a long tongue. Do it again. No. Well, first off, no. Why are you spicking why are you putting your lips out, too?
Because he's trying to get that extra, like,
How can we tell how long a tongue is?
Where were you supposed to start when you measure it?
I mean, you know you got to suck your lips inward to make your tongue look bigger.
So why are you doing the thing with your eyebrows, though?
I'm elongating everything right now.
Can you do me a favor? Can you go to the toolkit and get us a measuring tape? Because I want to know who has the longest tongue in the
town.
Man. That's going to be...
That's the headline, that's everybody.
That's it. Which one of us has the longest tongue? I'm betting on me.
This is where it is.
You replied that with that tweet. Of just a little tongue symbol, because as we've been doing these daily streams every once in a while, I've been buying a lot of dark chocolate for antioxidants, Ghirardelli dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Dark chocolate's great replacement for like blueberries and stuff. Mm-hmm. Blueberries.
God, the things we've said on this show already. Like, you're going to win in so many different directions.
I've been buying a lot of dark chocolate for the antioxidants. It's better than blueberries.
Blueberries stuck in 2022. Leave that in 2022. Mm-hmm. This is the year of dark chocolate. To replace the blueberry for antioxidant supremacy. Go ahead, Greg Miller.
Can I put the dark chocolate on a pretzel?
You can do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I bought the Ghirardelli things, right?
Thank you.
And at first I bought the Ghirardelli toffee.
Yeah.
Delicious. Then I bought Ghirardelli raspberry. And anytime I'd offer Nick would never just grab the chocolate from me. He'd always go.
I was playing.
But it was never just a visual thing.
Two hands so on the keyboard and mouse at all times.
Sure.
That's just driver safety.
You got to.
For audio listeners,
Space, right? Playing Dead Space.
Yeah.
For audio listeners, you're not going to miss out on the exact like full experience because you're still going to get the audio component. Because every time Nick wants chocolate, he goes, he sticks out his tongue and makes that noise. And so I'll put the little chocolate in his mouth, and he'll never just grab it immediately. It's always
Yeah. Is he touching your fingers? Or just the
no,
chocolate?
He's just mouthing the chocolate. Like he's mouthing it. Like
sometimes I like. Sometimes I like to do the things dogs do. They go, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. Okay,
yeah, he did do that a couple of times. He did that a couple of times.
And so, I said, the positive
that's my thing. The Catholicism runs strong.
Yeah, yeah.
So anytime you're giving somebody something on their tongue, let me tell you, you're thinking of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
And then some people let me know, God, I love it. Like, it's so funny when Nick winks at you and stuff. And or when he makes a face, I go, yeah, it's funny when it's on content. But when it's not on content, frequently at our desks, the thing is, I'll have something on my desk, a snack of some sort, and I'll be on my computer doing a Photoshop, doing a thumbnail or something, and I'll see in the corner his face looking at me, but I don't want to look. Mm-hmm. And Tim knows this feeling
very well.
It's like when he would look over the monitor to look at you, and I see the face kind of just doing something, and I just finally look at him, and he'll be like, he's doing that face. And I know that's what he wants, chocolate. So today I brought him.
That's what he wants.
Today I brought him a little treat. I brought him a little treat.
Yeah.
Because at the local corner store, they've been selling these little packets of Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cups. Nick has always talked shit about these. He's always like, I bet you they're not very good. They're probably not that. And I was like, no. These are like the best peanut butter chocolate cups I've ever had in my life. I brought them in today. And he was like, I don't love dark chocolate. I was like,
you're in love.
He was like, Andy, he's like, Andy, I'm doing a diet thing. I was like, just eat one. And he was like, holy fuck, that is the
dude.
Why are they better than fucking random ass?
Well, they're so I'll put them tied with, but because they're sort of a newer thing, I'll give them one more point above Reese's right now. Next week, I'll probably go back to Reese's. But it's because the peanut butter in them is very sugary and kind of creamy.
So good.
And I'm not going to lie. It mellows out the bitterness of the dark chocolate very, okay. very well.
Okay.
Very,
I'm happy you well. Didn't lie.
I'm glad it lived up to the expectations.
Sometimes I like to just defend stuff without actually having a basis for it.
My favorite thing Nick did today was after the stream, I'm not even really sure what was going on, but I'm at my desk. I'm like, there's a couple of people in the office area walking around. Nick goes out, says something to himself. No one hears it. Like, I swear to God, he might have thought he was talking to somebody, but he just says, no, here's a mumble. Then he starts laughing at himself. And I walk over, Andy's eating something. I just hear Nick just go, man, I'm awesome today.
You need that kind of energy.
Having a good day.
You need that kind of energy. I was getting excited about doing this podcast.
Yeah.
And I got so excited that I needed to go back in the car and listen to the start of the one where I showed you my nude. I was just like, I want to relive that.
That was a great one.
That was some great energy. One thing, and by the way, Tim's here too.
I am here. Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm Tim Geddes, New York Times published.
Things. Thank you. No problem.
A couple of New York guys right here.
As you know, if you support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can be in the live chat.
You went to New York.
You can watch us record the show live. You get no ads. It's a great time. One thing has slipped by in the chat that I do need clarification on. And you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like making you three stars, let alone somebody from the chat. You know what I mean? But a trog out there named Jake Stepp put in the chat this, and no one questioned it. My fifth grade teacher could touch her forehead with her tongue, and it was disturbing.
That's a long tongue.
That's a really long tongue.
Tim, think about that right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I can't touch my nose.
Is she a fucking lizard?
Or is her fucking nose like an inch tall?
Maybe you can touch your nose?
No, I said I can't.
Yeah, me neither.
But now I'm wondering, like, what are the proportions of her head? Oh, man, I wish I had my iPad right now. I'd be drawing up a storm. Because, like, you got to assume that, like, the space in between the top lip and the eyeballs, maybe half an inch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like,
it's like an anime character.
The mouth is, like, located around the nose, and then it's easy to touch the forehead.
Can we Google lick
forehead?
Was she
showing off about this?
Apparently, I don't know why you bring this up.
Probably, if you're doing that to a fifth grader, I don't think that's a...
No. She was licking her own forehead.
Yeah, but in front of a fifth grader, that's gotta be... This
no, I mean, you know, it's kids. You're trying to keep them entertained and interested in fucking the Magna
Carta. There weren't iPads back then.
Yeah, there weren't iPads back then. And so Madeline Stanley says, oh, we definitely question it. Madeline, I'm looking at this. You know, I have the records. Nobody was like, that sounds impossible. What are you talking about? Is your teacher a lizard person?
Well, Jake Stepp, who... was the person you asked the question or got the question?
The only question was the Lou who said, "How long ago were you in the fifth grade, Jake?"
Okay, yeah. Jake's saying she projected her face onto the wall to show the whole class.
Wow! So they couldn't see her from their
stadium seating.
Yeah, exactly. The cheap seats that they
people
put
in the back.
Fifth graders in. She had to make sure it was on the Megatron.
I googled touching your forehead with your tongue, and there's one image, and it's just. It's a lot to see.
I know which guy you're talking about.
I want to see
the guy
it.
That's like always the guy.
He's I think I'm ready.
And because you think you're ready. All right.
I think I'm ready for it.
I know what image you're going to bring up, and it's crazy that I know.
You fucking pervert.
It doesn't seem like he's got a job.
Yeah, this fucking guy.
Yeah, this guy doesn't have a job. This guy has lost all of his teeth.
And this is the only image while searching that. That is.
You know,
up.
If you blur your eyes a bit, kind of looks like he's got a pink nose, like a cartoonish pink
like
nose.
Like a Muppet.
Yeah.
The Muppets like always had those off-colored noses.
I love that. I love that
too. I love that style.
What's, okay, so are we going to measure tongues? What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick was trying to. It's just hard, you know, because tongues are soft.
You don't know where the start point is.
Out. Let's see.
Jake Stepp, I'm not going to lie. I'm in the Patreon back end. I was hoping.
Get it closer to the thing.
I'm in the back end, Jake. I was looking, hoping you would have your email in here. Or, I'm sorry, your phone number in here.
Tim's got a 2.5.
You don't have your phone number.
I'm getting a cramp. This is for the Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. I stressed my tongue out so much, my throat kind of hurts.
You got a tiny tongue.
Measure yourself on camera.
Yeah, you got nothing. Oh, my God. Put your underwear back on.
You had your mouth open, though. So So that gave you more. That's how people are like, measure from the base.
That's
you know
what I
mean?
Saying. Yeah.
Where's audio listeners are going to love this. Everybody says, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, man, Barrett's coming with a huge-ass tongue.
Uh-oh.
Put it away before you bite it off. Put it in before you bite it off. Andy is not 2 3/4. Look, he's below 2.5.
Look at Barrett just coming off from off camera with the
2.6. Jake, I need to know your teacher's name. We need to get a photo of your teacher.
I need a fucking girth thing on that.
It's not a length. It's a girth with
fucking girth. Bear that whale tail, bro.
It's the
wait, I want to see how long this thug is. Get it in
it's,
there.
It's the width.
Get the official measurement. I'm not going to beat that.
No, dude.
Holy shit. He's three. He's 3 inches.
That's 3 inches right there.
I'm not going to beat it.
2.9.
Well, Barrett has the longest tongue.
It's girth,
lost,
it's girth right there.
Cool, you want us to measure your tongue? He's cool over there. He's fine. Okay. Got to guess that one. Okay. He's like, what the fuck is happening on set?
All right. So I'm the winner.
I'm saying I've got the length and the girth, you know.
He does.
You got it all, man. You're the whole package.
Jake, I've sent you a Patreon message that says, what's your teacher's name, school, city, and state? Because I'm tracking this woman down. I need to know. I need to see it. We can all get to the bottom of it right here on this podcast.
You have to imagine that she's still able to do it if she's still with us. So I want a picture of it. Right?
Yeah, I'm with
like,
you.
If we can get her phone number and legit she's cool, we can get her to at least send us a picture
There's
of it.
There's a lot of ifs here. Can you imagine being a woman that just randomly gets hit up like... A phone calls you and like hello,
a phone
I don't
calls
know,
you.
I don't know this
hello,
number.
Hello, I am a
and
phone.
You're just like, hey, one of your students from decades ago said that you used to fucking pull your tongue out. Can we get a picture?
I'm seeing stars from. She should be able to still do it if she's still with us.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know how old Jake Stack
in Jake's. The chat here, recapping, it took her a good 5 minutes to get there, to be fair. She kept saying she had to relax her jaw. Who is... I need to know this woman. We need to meet her, Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, make my dreams come true. Message me back on Patreon, all the information I need so I can track her down.
Track her down.
Here we go.
Greg.
Okay.
You've,
She's retired now. Oh, I'll get her.
From Greg, teaching or
you're
from
talking about
tongue
Mizzou's number stuff. One student of journalism, Greg Miller. We're gonna find this tongue foreheader.
Greg, you've never stricken me.
Yeah.
Striked me.
Struck you?
Yeah. As
struck.
A soda drinker.
I'm not.
But this is starting to kind of become
this could be
it's taking a
thing.
Life under a
like well, it's one of those things I need to be careful about. It is a slippery slope. Because obviously when I was a kid, I drank soda like you drink soda. Like you drink soda right now. Or I just drank a lot of them. You know what I mean? That would be the thing. You'd have a sleepover. You'd get like the 24-pack, and you and your friends would make it your mission to destroy these Cherry Cokes, right? Just be destroyed to kill them.
My God.
And so I really feel like I burned out, maybe. I burned all the Cokes I needed to drink back then. And then here and there, I remember at a Harpo's in Mizzou, I'd get or maybe a Shakespeare's Pizza. You get the fountain beverage. You get a Coca-Cola there. You know what I mean? But here it's been, in my California time, really limited to just In-N-Out. Oh, no, Portillo's, when I go to Portillo's. Mm-hmm. But in California...
What are you getting at Portillo's?
My order?
Yeah.
2 hot dogs, ketchup, piccolini, a large cheese fry, a large Coke.
Sorry, I did not. Bev. What's a Bev?
Coke. I'm just getting Coke.
Just a normal Coke.
Yeah, I'm not getting fancy.
You know what I got the other day? Pretty cool little surprise.
Sierra Mist.
Pink lemonade and Sprite.
And Sprite.
Because I like adding the carbonation.
Mm-hmm. Got
go ahead.
Lemonade.
We'll get to pink lemonade later. Yeah, go ahead.
So anyways, then it's here now. And like back in the day... Me and Nick, this is how we bonded back at IGN, is that I would have the hot and spicy Tabasco
Cheez-Its. Yeah.
And then I would have a Coke when I ate those every day. Mm. And that was too much. You know what I mean? I fell off the wagon, put on a few LBs that way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So then you had to dial it back. It's similar to how here I have the In-N-Out rule. Well, it's In-N-Out / burrito. It's rare that I can't remember if I've ever done them both in a week, but I will only have one. I will only have the burrito once a week. Mm. I will only have an In-N-Out once a week because I could eat them every day.
Yeah, I feel
and
that.
I don't want to do that. I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Cokes are a dangerous game. Right now, they're kind of funny podcast related for the most part. Well, we did an interview where I needed some sugar there. I needed the hit. And I understand Kaiser Permanente is going to be out here arguing the other side of it, but can you trust them? No. Sugar's pretty fucking good.
It's awesome.
And it really turns your day around.
It's a gift from God.
You're in, you people are like, oh, but the sugar crash. I'm like, I was already fucking in the dirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I, God forbid... First. Have a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and they're about to bring me back with the fucking paddles. Don't say, oh, but the after crash.
Yeah.
When he's not going to feel a jolt in his chest anymore. Like, what? No, save my fucking life.
Right.
The sugar saves my fucking life.
Right.
It makes me faster. It makes me sharper. I assure you right now, I am 17 times funnier than I was when I was playing that game for review at my desk. I am on it right now. Cool Greg throws a puck at me. I'm going to catch it. Throw it back at Tim's face. Hits him right in the bridge. Breaks his nose. You know what I mean?
Comes back to Greg. Throws it at Nick.
It's my power. I get a second blow him here.
Because this is exciting. I do like this side of Greg who is more open to
sugar consumption.
Soda consumption. And sugar consumption, mm-hmm. I would say. But like, I don't think we have to look so badly down on sugar. Right?
Yep.
It was put here by Jesus Christ.
Yep. He put it in the ground in the
just
canes.
Just like all the other lettuce and tomatoes and all that stuff.
Sure. Natural.
It's a natural thing,
Thing that we process.
Right. We do. It's a naturally processed.
To make extra strong for everything that it's in.
Yeah. And I've never seen you on two sodas, which is why I recommend
that. Again, I think it's too much. Because I don't mean for the sugar. Because again, right now you can feel it. You can hear it in my voice.
You got louder.
I feel a little bit like Iron Man. Remember when he got shocked
you're
by the
slurring your speech? It'll feel like you're drunk, which is incredible.
Heavy sugar drunk. Yeah. No, I don't have the heavy drunk. I got the light
sugar drunk. Sugar drunk.
It's the sugar drunk.
But I feel that I have more energy right now than normal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a battery. You sound like when me and Nick ranked Mountain Dews.
Oh, we were hopped up for a while. And what's funny is, when you got about 3 Mountain Dews into that, you saw the corner that we were about to turn, right?
Yeah.
You saw, you were like, this is going to go hard the other way. It did.
It's a good time.
It did.
Because my soda consumption, and Barrett can attest to this, we're a couple of Coke Zero fucking freaks.
Oh, you're freaks on a leash.
Like, it's a problem. I would say it's a problem. But we still feed into it. Every month
we
that
enable each other.
Every month that I pay Alyssa for rent, there's always some extra dollars in there. I'll say, and I put quote unquote groceries, but I know what
you
I
know.
Mean. And she knows what I mean. I mean Coke Zero.
Yeah, Coke Zero.
I mean some CZ.
Yeah.
Yesterday I ordered some more from Amazon Fresh. Like, it's gotten to the point where I'll be drinking a lot of water at night. I'll be like totally good. And the night with some water and I'm fucking whatever. Like, I'm gonna go to sleep. And then it's like, see, this little bag of half eaten goldfish could go really good with a little CZ now. CZ is so fucking good. It is a crime.
It
like
ruined regular Coke for me.
Same. Regular Coke is like, it's too much for me. So the fact that Greg is doing it at his ripe old age of 62.
I could just never do the Coke Zero because I'm not a loser. Mm. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You like
if
it? You like
here's
it
the thing. If
pure.
You exhibit moderation, self-control, you know what I mean? You can get in there. You can have a Coke and a half.
You're fucking,
fucking
weak.
Go.
Are you still emailing about this tongue? What do you
No, doing? I'm. Well, I got the name. You know, Jake did the thing where he like, oh, I'm gonna give you half the information, and then I got the rest of the information.
He's scared. Jake's scared.
So now we're here. Now
Jake's
we're on
about it.
It.
Nick, what's your soda? Because for a while you were like me. You were on the.
Oh train. Yeah, I've backed off the diet sodas a lot over the last couple of months. I actually got when I got COVID like a few months back. My taste, like my sense of smell, went away. Mm-hmm. And like it was weird for whatever reason. I was like, ah, now's the time. I'm gonna try to stop drinking only Coke Zero. Because there was a while there where my wife would have to come up. She would put her hand on my shoulder and be like, "Have you had any water today?"
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Today, this week, I don't know. We don't.
I don't know.
It's all running,
you know." And so I've made a very concerted effort to I've switched over to sparkling water, which I feel is better for me. As you guys know. We're two houses now.
Little Tokyo Spindrift.
We're a little Spindrift now. We're also, I guess, the LaCroix house still, I don't know, in the studio. I don't understand how it works. But we're slowly but surely.
When LaCroix sends us fucking 3 18-wheelers of LaCroix, we'll get back on their side, all right?
Spindrift, okay. Yes.
Stay off their side. You know what I mean? I'm happy with this because this way I get LaCroix.
But
keeps bringing up the Spindrifts as if it's like, I'm like, yo, but like, drink your Spindrifts. I don't want them.
You've What's the difference between it? Spindrift and LaCroix?
LaCroix just, I mean, Spindrift
Wait,
has
really?
Like real fruit juice in it, so it's got like 5 to 10 calories
per
can.
Oh, come on. 5 is perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just think they taste
that.
A little bit more. I've often thought, you know what I am? I have a 10-calorie deficit because, today,
I
wish I had a sparkling water and I could fill that deficit.
There's been some other soda brand back in the day that, like, where it wasn't a diet drink. This is, like, before Zero was really, really, really popular. Mm-hmm. But there was back in the day where they were like, hey, these sodas, they got 30 calories. Nothing too crazy.
Sure.
And it's, like, it's a nice little moderation.
It's not bad.
At that point, it's like, what if I want 60? What if I want 80?
Well, if you want 80, you have normal Coke. But what I've been doing is using these as a stopgap to just quit anything that's like flavored at all. And so now I'm to the point where I've actually acquired a taste for just plain sparkling water, which has taken me months. It's been at least 2 months since I started doing this, where I'm like, because the first time you drink sparkling water, like this water has gone bad.
Yeah.
This is fucking horrible. It's disgusting. It's not in any way, shape, or form quenching my thirst. In fact, it's causing me to be thirstier.
Yeah.
And so I have to, but now it's like there's only so much of it I can drink before I'm like, I'll just drink normal water. It's like eating a salad.
What had happened for me was during the global pandemic, known as COVID.
Oh, here. Man. I don't know if you're
Hey, man, you fed me a second Coke. What do you want?
Coke.
Oh, I had to have one can of Coke there. Hey, oh, dear.
I, like many people, just began drinking too much. Not like. Not like I had a problem with it, but it was more like, man, booze.
Oh, booze, yeah.
I'm doing a bottle of wine a night. Like, what? I'm talking about early on in the pandemic. That first, like, 2 months, 3 months, where it was just like, ah, it's fucking summer break or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where
we'll be back in 2 weeks.
We're working from home. This is so cute.
Exactly.
We were drinking too much. And it was just like, whoa, we got to stop. And so I replaced it for a while with sparkling water. Not that many blowies, believe it or not. I replaced it with sparkling water. Right? Instead of going out and getting the wine, I would go out and get a sparkling water, and that'd be my treat water at the end of the night. And I really enjoyed that. We eventually bought a soda stream, and I was like, we shouldn't have bought this, and then I don't use it anymore.
Yeah, I think part of it is the tactility of opening the can or the bottle.
Sure.
So when I I've noticed that my wife gets like big bottles of sparkling water from like Trader Joe's, right? She'll open them up, and I'm like, that was fun. That was fun. But I like
that was fun.
Hey, you get this one time, and that was pretty much it. But I like the can, pour it in, get the whole thing in the glass. I think that's part of the fun for me.
It's mainly about the temperature to me. Like the only reason I give a shit about the cans is they're easier to keep cold
and sparkly
too. And like
they don't go as flat as
everyone's like, oh, just use ice. I've never. Ever had ice at somebody's house that tastes good? Not a single time.
Ice tastes great.
There's a handful of like. Please bring some. I'd love to try.
I'm going
to
bring you a bag of ice tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, I'm really picky with my ice.
The freezer taste of ice.
I absolutely hate it.
Or it just hasn't been cleaned.
So I want to figure that out.
Or it smells.
That would change the entire game for me.
This is a shocking occurrence because you know how much Kevin loves ice and chases the great ice. I would expect from Kevin's house you've had good ice.
No.
And not like living, with his mom.
Yeah,
but I mean, like
I lived with their back.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm.
When they had their
bad eyes, not his fault.
It isn't.
It kind of is.
I'm talking about his. Make it better. I'm talking about him as a household.
I'm telling you, no matter how good you think
you're gonna throw Paula under the bus like that.
No, I'm saying that like I'm sure Kevin's tried his best to make his ice taste as good as it possibly can.
Maybe you just don't like ice.
Here's my question: do you think your ice tastes good at your house?
You ever licked pure snow?
Okay.
Huh? You ever licked pure snow? That's pure as it goes. Maybe if you don't like that, you're not going to like it.
That made cool Greg laugh. You ever licked pure snow?
It's a great question.
Maybe Tim just doesn't like frozen water.
No, dude. Look, McDonald's, fantastic ice. Okay. Starbucks, fantastic ice. As you've heard this.
I've been disproven.
What?
I've been disproven.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. There's ice.
You like
great.
That?
Curry Up Now ice. Yep, that's fucking fantastic.
You like that. You like that, like, industrial, double filtered. Consistent, like big pellet, like not pellet, but like the half,
like I've learned of ice. You could put a sheet of that ice in front of like 5 feet in front of a fucking collegiate essay, and you can read the collegiate essay because of how clear the fucking ice is.
Yeah,
so clear.
That's what I want. Clear. I just want it to be as clear and add to the experience as much as possible. Yeah. I don't like it when the ice waters down the drink and then you taste the fucking nasty water.
Yeah.
If it tastes like good clear water, then I'm like, great, cool. Then I just have good clear water.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Where do we come down with Kyle in the chat? Atrog, he says, I get all my fast food drinks with no ice.
Oof, gross. What are you, European? Get out of here.
But they're cold already.
No, they're not.
Don't get me wrong. I run just a little bit of ice. In and out, I'm doing maybe a quarter of the cup ice. That's it. That's all I want.
I like a little bit of ice, yeah. You can't be too dominant with it. You don't want.
You guys are crazy. I like so much ice that if I put the straw in after, I can't get it in.
Yeah.
I put the straw in first.
It's just like a waste of
stuff. Like when I'm at my house, I fill the cup up all the way. I put the straw in and I pour the cup in there and the ice is so cold, it starts to freeze the beverage a little bit and I can't move the straw around.
Like it's more ice than beverage.
I love that. That's what I want.
Too much.
Remember the first time you ever got one of those cups in like the 90s that had the water in the side, like it had the water in the sides mm-hmm. and then you put the thing and you froze the cup and you pour your drink in there?
Yeah.
Then eventually it ends up leaking. It's all gross.
Yeah, or your hand just makes it warmer because I never liked that. But remember the little plastic balls that you'd freeze and then put in the thing?
They were like usable ice. Stones,
were those stones?
Well, I'm saying like whiskey stones.
Oh, yeah. We had the ones that were like little, they were colored plastic balls in the 80s. And my mom was like, this is great. It's going to replace ice. And you'd get there and it would just make everything taste like 80s plastic.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's awesome.
They were pretty incredible. We were innovators in the 80s. We walked so you guys could run.
There's a lot less concern over what was seeping in and out of things, you know?
Well, now plastic's a big thing. Every time I read I read any of these articles, where it's like you're being everything that you touch
microplastics.
Is microplastics are everywhere. Yeah. It's all toxic.
Oh, you mean like it's like in our lungs?
Yeah, like yeah, toxic. Like right. there are all these articles being written. I just saw one on Men's Health. Unfortunately, I don't pay for Apple News, so I just saw the headline. Sure. So I'll just
you
extrapolate.
Use Joey's subscription. Joey's mom.
Actually, if this is Takagami has a subscription to this, I would love that.
Would love
login.
To use it.
Yeah, that'd be great. But no, this is what scares me. Is like how many things in our environment are we interacting with?
All of them
that are fucking us up, and plastics for sure. One of them for sure.
Yeah, but it's been fucking us up forever.
Well, that's why we're the strongest generation, because these new kids are gonna grow up no plastic, and then plastic's gonna. Fucking face. Gonna go down like a fucking brick.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna take that.
Yeah.
And just keep moving forward.
Are you suggesting that we're like evolving in a way?
He's saying devolving now. He's saying we are the apex
of the plastic.
Everybody built us up to a point, and now we're gonna
think
bring
we'll
everybody
become
down.
More plastic than human one day.
I would love that. It'd be kind of cool, like the Borg, like plastic, like human
cybernetic. Really inconvenient.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a little too hot.
Remember Bicentennial Man. I know I've talked about it on the show before. Like 300 episodes ago. Probably in the spare bed.
An off-discussed topic.
But it's on.
You really have to. You brought up Bicentennial Man at least three times that
I will just. This can be the final time for the next 5 years. This can be my one 5 year
No, I love it. I'll talk about this movie.
We don't talk about Bicentennial Man enough.
Didn't you tweet that out?
Probably. I mean, this is. I don't know. Andy, I don't know if you know this about me. I don't know if you know this about me. Anything I've said is a real thought at one point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just out here trying to get under people's skins by giving them the real truth about Bicentennial Absolutely. Man. I fucking have firm beliefs about Bicentennial Man.
Saying what
Man.
You need to say, man.
All right?
Someone needs to say it.
Because it was a movie that it had plastic parts at the end.
He
made hearts and stuff, and that's how people lived to be 300. They never talked about the overcrowding the Earth would have. But he was able to keep people alive, like, to 180 or whatever through this.
Well, you have to imagine
Hold on. This tweet on May 5th, 2021, from Greg Miller.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk enough about Bicentennial Man.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'll say, everybody. Only 909 likes on that
shocking.
Tweet. All right?
Absolutely
so
shocking.
You all needed to be brought back to school.
And the following day, on May 6th, somehow everything I said yesterday was controversial, and my mentions are still aflame with arguments over Resident Evil Village, Returnal, and Bicentennial Man.
Oh, God.
So basically what happens is this Hold guy on. Makes a robot, and it's Robin Williams.
On December 22nd, Eric Myers, who often clips out and makes little breakdowns of our podcast and interviews.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is a video that Eric posted on the 22nd. Of December.
I've got it on my end if you want me to just
please bring
here.
That up. Please bring it up. Yeah.
You guys got some
December
great,
2021.
Some good research.
Eric Myers is in the chat right now.
From Where in the World Perfect. Is Carmen San Diego was like the president. And on Robin Williams's deathbed as a robot.
Yep.
She's like, he's the first robotic citizen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good movie.
Greg,
comedy?
Is it a comedy
it's
movie?
It has comedic moments.
Oh, okay. The ending's not a funny moment.
It's actually really sad because he's choosing to die to like make himself a human.
But when you spell it out,
why are you wearing black latex?
It's
the appearance of a black glove that really does it for you, Greg.
It really...
In that movie, you remember
yeah,
the chief.
It really was. God, I had the same thought just now. I was like, that black glove is so much more fucked up.
Oh my God. We got to do that someday. Watch the old content we made and then see if we can make the exact same comments.
Dude, I'm telling you, I brought this up a couple weeks ago, but since Gia's been playing Pokemon for the first time, she was like, oh, have you guys done Nicknames Pokemon? I'm like, that's the first Nicknames we ever did. And she's like, let's watch it. And as we watched it, I was like, so blown away by how stupid we are that if we were to just right now be like, Tim, do Nicknames Pokemon, I would prep it the exact same way I did in 2015. Okay. I'd present it to Nick the exact same way I did, and he would respond exactly the same. Like, I'm willing to bet that if we just fucking recorded it, we would make every same joke. We would, every single thing, just that's just how our minds work.
Yeah.
And this is fucking proof of it. We're all broken.
That is so fucking
Have funny. I talked about the fact that he's like, dating the granddaughter, but she looks exactly the same as the girl he
Wasn't
fell in
Sarah
love with.
Was it Sarah Paulson? Or no? Who was the host?
Yeah, Bicentennial Man. Yeah, when he was just a straight up robot because he used to look like a fucking toaster or whatever.
You're wearing your fucking worldly shirt.
That's a great shirt. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what, I bought a lot of shirts as a joke. This is one of the best ones I've ever read.
It's not a great shirt.
It looks like this shirt's been dried a couple hundred too many times.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Nick, all right? It Jurassic looks like World, Fallen Kingdom is an underappreciated film. Thanks in part to no one here, all right?
No more two Cokes. There's a one Coke limit.
So you can't get real quality Fallen merch.
What?
You get the Prince on Demand.
What is he saying?
It looks like
Prince Onion Man?
Prince on Demand. Is it on demand.
You got to get him only Prince on
it
Demand.
It looks like you made that shirt with like, you know, Ben goes to elementary school and you're learning about science and like, you know, remember how you made toothpaste the first time and the fucking whatever? Like you made a t-shirt. Here's on a screen print, a printed image onto a t-shirt.
Definitely. In college, when I was in the Antlers, I would make shirts for every game or party and stuff. And it would just be iron-ons and I'd print them on my shitty computer. Exactly, and that's exactly it, where you made it too big.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's like, it's just an entire piece of paper. There was no trimming to it.
I love it.
Anyways, you know, we did what we had to do. All right? The worldies did what they had to do.
We did.
More Coke.
More Coke. The live chat saying more Coke. More Coke.
What was this threatening tweet you sent to Joey yesterday? Because I agreed with Joey where I was like, this seems like something you would threaten me with.
Oh, the today thing? With the boxes?
Yeah.
Just something I thought of.
Okay.
I was playing the game for review and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to stop and have lunch. And then I looked at Joey. Boom, there it was.
There it was. There it was.
I was like,
and then Nick replied something about, I would love Jogi. One day there was a big,
well, Greg said
a big box and a smaller size box right next to it.
Hey, at Joey Noel, I know what you're thinking. Will I ever hide in a giant box outside of your house to scare you after sending you several giant boxes that didn't contain me? The answer is yes.
And then he said, I was going to tell you this, but you have headphones on.
Right, and then Nick responds, can't wait for the day when the giant box and a slightly shorter box get delivered. Stogie.
Stogie. Slightly.
Slightly. Just small.
Just slightly. Just slightly. Slightly shorter box.
Well, the box can be, you know.
Yeah.
I want room.
Yeah, sure.
I want a room to move around.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know how long I'm going to be in this box for. What if Joey hasn't come home that day?
You'll have more mobility.
Exactly. And Joey responded, did you mean to tag at the Andy Cortez? This seems more in his wheelhouse, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't. We're done with the threats. This is scaring. This is scary. Legally, I can't say things like that anymore. It's legal. But Joey's always been the one I scare. You love it when I hang out with you and do stuff in your backyard and room. Like, that's your...
I didn't know you've ever done that.
You love when I do stuff in your backyard.
That's the mayonnaise on your chicken sandwich.
You know what's scary? Wow. It's actually been in our backyard, Andy.
Oh, my God.
The mayonnaise on your chicken sandwich
is Greg. I hope that's metaphorical.
It's a good podcast, man. I feel like we've been here for 3 hours.
That's a great one.
Again, that's the power of Coke and sugar. Again, something a lot of people, the big wigs in Hollywood, don't want you to
syrup,
like.
Right?
If I hear one more of these Hollywood people quitting sugar, you know what I mean?
Sugar's just, it's just so bad for you, but I'm glad that you're enjoying it right now.
But again, I'm microdosing it.
You are. But that's the real talk. I mean, when I am wrong?
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
Is that fun?
I'll never forget the day. It was like mid-90s. I was watching Beavis and Butthead, and I was just mainlining Coke. And my mom's like, how many of those have you had? And I think I had an entire six-pack.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think that's good for you. I was like, I'm fine. And the second she walked away, I looked at my hand, and it was like shaking.
Yeah.
I'm like, this cannot be good for me.
Yeah. Did it stop you? That didn't stop you.
Fuck no. I drank Coke for like 10 more years.
Yeah. So I started doing like a couple of energy drinks more recently.
I started doing energy drinks.
Well,
you realize when you say, like, you know you have a problem when you phrase it that way.
So I know I do, like, you know, I'll do energy drinks in the morning, right? I'll drink one energy drink in the morning to go along with whatever breakfast biscuit. Now, I always try to make it more healthy.
Okay, do an energy drink in the morning.
Now, hold on a second. Can I?
Go ahead.
I've been thinking about maybe making the switch over there. Because you know how much I love coffee. Adore it.
It's but
I've had that heartburn chasing me around a lot lately. You know what I mean? And so like I was like, oh, I don't know what to do about it.
I would love to.
And then I saw a clip on the old TikTok where I get most of my news.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Cody Rhodes on the Logan Paul podcast. And Logan Paul had some blue raspberry drink. And they were explaining. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty good. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Don't throw stones at, because if he would have said I did a coffee with my biscuit, you wouldn't bat an eye.
Bringing up.
You would have been thinking about your next jet ski adventure. You would have thought about this.
Speaking of blue raspberry, put a pin in that for the pink lemonade conversation later.
Madeline Stanley, I need you to remember the blue raspberry for the pink lemonade convo.
Yeah, I think that's his brand.
Well, he's trailing off like it's the end of like New Year's Eve, and he's had way too much to drink. He loves that. God, audio listeners, you gotta come. We gotta come see this look. He just gave his can of Coke.
I think that the drink that he's hawking is like his own drink, right?
I'm sure it is.
That's the one that like I think UFC kind of like partner. Like it's like the official UFC energy drink, whatever. Sure. I have a couple recommendations I can like put you on
because I don't want it to be too. I just want the caffeine, maybe without heartburn.
Right.
They have heartburn
course. Of course. Oh no.
It's the acidity in the coffee is really gonna give it. You drink tea. It's still caffeinated.
No.
So what had happened with me recently? What's been happening with me a lot is like
our grandfathers didn't fight in World War II for me to drink tea.
Exactly. Right? We didn't fight the British in World War II.
Really?
I mean,
what's been happening to me a lot lately in the evening is I get home from work, and as Greg can attest to this, I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, I know that one.
I'll just ignore calls and texts. And there'll be times I'm like, man, I really want to stream tonight, feeling really great. And then like the next 30 minutes, I'll be like, oh, here's my mistake. I'll be scrolling through TikTok. I see one of my favorite ASMR TikTok artists, and I just go,
dun.
Oh, man, I just feel so peaceful and chilled out. I mean, what if I just laid in bed right now for a little bit, just a little 20 minutes? It's never 20 minutes. It's always 2.5, 3.5, 4 hours.
It's a kiss of death, bro.
Yeah, it's a kiss of death. But I had bought an energy drink called Ghost Energy.
That can't be good.
And it was Ghost Energy Sour Patch Kid branded. Sour watermelon, Sour Patch Kid. Zero calories. Zero calories. I'm sure it's filled with a bunch of other like awful chemicals. But I drank like half of it, and holy shit. I felt a jolt unlike a jolt I felt in a while because I haven't really been doing energy drinks at the nighttime. When we think about
Jesus,
at the nighttime.
Don't put this in your body, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Looks so
good. This is like an energy drink Andy. For children.
When we do the nighttime
this
energy
is, drinks. Yeah, these are the ones they put up, and they're like, hey, vaping isn't cool. And it turns out this is a vape.
God, like look at the color.
The city of
so
San Francisco is going
looking.
To outlaw these in about 2 years.
They look so fun and happy looking. The Warheads. Oh, it's Warhead Sour Watermelon. There we go. So, Nick, the last time I did nighttime energy drinks was like the Warzone days.
Oh, those
when
are
it'd be like,
days.
And that's going to be a long Warzone night. Mm-hmm. Let me fucking do a couple energy drinks.
Yeah, let's do them.
Mainline them.
We're camping on top of hospital. It's time to get stay
couple
awake.
EDs,
I need my
yeah.
sniper awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I needed to feel alert, and that's what I would do. So I hadn't been doing that in a while, and then I realized, oh, that's the change. Like, I get home, and then it's like, all right, let's just chill out and vibe out. Instead of like getting to content creation, I gotta get be up, you know.
Yeah, I get you, man.
Looking be up.
It's important. I gotta wind down the caffeine around 6. I can't do any of that stuff for a while. I'm up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. That's part of the reason why I was looking forward to not drinking as much Diet Coke because those are so caffeinated.
They're so good.
And like carbonated water, you just drink a couple of them. You're like, it's so weird. It's like 10 o'clock, and I get this weird sensation where I'm like, I could just lay down and sleep for 8 hours. I know, I don't. I fight it. Yeah, I'm a fucking man. I fight it.
It's possible. Yeah, but how
instead I stay up and I watch shows I've watched on Netflix 400
there's
times.
There's nothing, well, actually there is. What one of the most annoying things is the fact that you do actually feel better after exercise. And then I would say one of the second most annoying things is the fact that, yeah, when you go to bed early, you actually feel better the next day.
100%.
Friday, it's been a week. You know what I mean? It's been a week last week.
Oh, yeah.
Jen was back in town. We went out for a nice date night at an establishment where you don't wear hats. It was fantastic.
Boo.
Oh, like a real restaurant.
Yeah, like a real restaurant. Cool.
Yeah. One way you would assume when you walked in, you didn't have to wear a hat.
Yeah, I mean, if they're serving,
on your side last week. I don't know why I'm not anymore. I'm sorry, Tim.
Dip, you know?
I was so
did
mad
you
for you
tweet?
Last week. No.
By the way, find me my tweets.
By the way, I've talked to multiple people about this.
Good.
And they are all on your side. Thank they were you. Like, that was just rude of them. They should have told you.
To be honest, once I confessed to Jen how we got, we were there, we're having our martini waiting for our table, and I brought this up. She was not thrilled. She was like, why are we hearing that? I'm like, because it's fucking take your hat off. I don't want the goddamn French dip. All right. I digress.
Because take your hat off.
Now I'm the bad guy.
Because take your hat off. I want
the
goddamn
French dip.
No, you were
the good guy. I made that clear, right?
Yeah. No, it sounded like
Jen
you were
was on your side. She was like, wait, why did we come here?
But you're the bad guy. Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
I'm always the bad guy.
Yeah, we get this.
Okay, just making sure.
You're such a fuck.
Saturday, we came home. We watched episode 3 of The Walking Dead. Jen hadn't seen it. Woke up Saturday, right into parent mode, right? And we were just dragging fucking ass. You know what I mean?
Episode 3 of The Walking Dead.
Jen had missed it last week.
Last of Us.
Oh, sorry. Yes, yes. Sorry. How could I make that mistake? You know
no spoilers. I'm watching that tonight.
Anyways, dragging ass. When Ben went down for his nap, we went down for a nap too. We got up, we struggled through, and then at like 9, she was like, what if we just went to bed at 9:30? And I was like, deal. Went to bed, woke up, And I tell you what, man, Sunday, I was like the father from the fucking movies where the father's good. You know what I mean? I was like, I was into it. I was having a great time. We were both having mayonnaise on a chicken sandwich. I was doing chores outside. I was breaking down boxes, took down Christmas lights I had forgotten about because of rain and all this. Oh, my God. And last night, I went to bed early, too. Another, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I'll tell you what. Now I got video games to play. I'm not going to pull that shit this week.
I'll tell you.
But, like, it was a nice taste of, like, oh, man.
Great.
If I was a boring motherfucker who had no life, I'd feel good during the day. Yeah. But that's why I drink sugar now.
Good. I'm right there with you because I thought about the time on the podcast where I admitted, like, when I'm awake at noon, I feel like I can take on the world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, wow. If I sleep until noon, it's like, I have the whole day ahead of me. That's really amazing. And that's how I felt on Saturday. I did the same thing where it was around noon and I was like, time to break down some boxes. And
yeah.
Got a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to make my room look less shitty, less like a pile of shit, you know? Yeah, yeah. Still a pile of shit.
Sure.
But still, you know.
Are you still farting in that pile of shit?
Farting the shit, Eddie. Yeah, but that's exactly how I felt on Saturday. It was like, all right, I'm going to try to get some shit done. Last night, I was in bed by 10:30.
Wow. That's huge for you.
Big problem, though.
Uh-oh.
You woke up at
6. Woke up like at 1.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. Went back to bed, woke up like at 3:30, woke up like at 5:30. It was a fucking nightmare.
It's hard out here, man.
Awful night.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Getting a little hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, I understand.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. 4, sometimes 5 best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk to each other about all the things that are happening in their lives, even if pimping ain't easy. If you like that, you should go to kindoffunny.com/Patreon. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Kindoffunny.com/Patreon would have got you there. Patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you can watch us record the episodes live, just like Madeline Stanley is, who keeps reminding us about the blue raspberry pink lemonade story we need from you eventually.
Imagine just having a big donger. Like,
don't have to imagine, brother. Don't have to imagine.
Ban my existence,
of course,
bro.
Over there, you can get dozens and dozens of exclusive episodes of content.
Give me Kind 12.
Of Feudy. What's Greg Way each and every day. You get them all each and every month on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You could also get the new shirt, Chat Be Cool. Chat Be Cool is, of course, the premium item for this month if you want to go up to that. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. You, of course, can get each and every episode of the podcast for free on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe.
Shave 3 inches off that for the actual, like, the actual holder. That's what I'm looking for.
Wow, does the Coke make it makes my gums tingle?
Yeah, it's gonna do that for you.
That's when you're doing
housekeeping for you. Of course, we're reviewing The Last of Us episode by episode each and every Monday morning. You can catch us doing it live on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Later, of course, on demand on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe as the Kind of Funny screencast. Thank you to our Patreon producers Trent Berry, James Hastings, Colin Huguenot, Casey Andrew, and Nathan Lamoff. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays and Honey, and hey, let's hear from them right now.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Look how cool I look. You too can look this cool. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and so much more. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. They'll also provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order and have donated over 20 million meals to date. That's fantastic. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for y'all listeners and watchers right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. These are 5-star rated by over 200,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com. Use the code KINDAFUNNY. Shout out to Honey for sponsoring this episode. Honey is the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. And we all know there's nothing better than the feeling of saving money. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, you see the fun little dancing guy. Honey searches for coupons and it finds finds you the best ones. And then you just watch the prices drop. We here at Kinda Funny have been using Honey for years, and it's helped us save thousands on tech, costumes, food, you name it. Honestly, I just love how easy it is to just set and forget and save. That's the best part. Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your phone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone. You save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny.
Pink lemonade, blues raspberry. What's going on?
About some new gum the other day.
Gum. Okay.
I believe it's just like the flat stick Trident, I believe.
Sure.
Pink lemonade flavor. I thought, well, this sounds delicious.
Sure.
It sounds delicious.
Has there ever been a gum as good as the Gatorade gum? Remember when that debuted?
Gatorade lime?
No.
That was so good.
Yeah.
A gum?
Yeah.
It hit
was
Andy. It
like this is when Gatorade, when we were young and Gatorade exploded. And it was still in the glass bottles and all of a sudden it was everywhere and they made gum and the gum was
great. Was it for athletes? Was it like, this is going to get you jacked up? Yeah. I remember them selling gummies.
No, no. This was chewing gum from Gatorade that was, yeah, keep you hydrated. Tastes great.
Hmm.
I don't know that it promised to keep you hydrated, but it did taste great. Okay. And I do remember that it came in, I think it came in orange and lime. Okay, pull it up. Yeah, pull up your machine all fucking high and mighty right there. But Andy, you chew this. It was good for approximately 13 seconds. But in that time, it hit the top part of the back of your top molar.
The uvula. Oh.
It would hit, the flavor would hit you so hard right here. And you go, like you like wince up. Sort of like a ice cream headache, but with gum. And then it would be just the most disgusting thing that you've ever had in your mouth.
Mm.
Just dry. Like,
and that's doing, the thing that elicited like right excitement from
me. And what does it say right there? Enhance. Helps quench thirst.
Does not say keeps guarantee. You hydrated. It quenches your thirst because it makes your mouth salivate.
Hold on. Scroll down. The leaders, Gator Gum. The tagline, it works.
By Fleer. Isn't that the baseball card company?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'll tell you
everything about,
Greg, about
this seems fucked
if
up.
We had some Gator Gum right now, these guys would just be, they would be.
Can you go to eBay?
They would shut up.
You want
know?
Some 20-year-old gum?
So check it out. So I got this pink lemonade gum. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Open it up. It is. Very delicious gum.
Did you bring it with?
No.
Okay. Any more started, of those?
And then I just started wondering. No, I don't have any more of those peanut butter cups. Okay. I started wondering. Is this like one of these red velvet situations where we make chocolate colored red?
Yeah.
And we call it red velvet. What makes it pink lemonade? Think about it. Why are we okay with just, here's a random name. It's pink and it's lemonade. Who started
this? So what you're saying is it's not so much the lemonade, it's the pink that you think is the red herring.
Like, why are we just throwing the color pink on it and saying, yeah, this is a thing and it does taste different. But why? What is it?
Huh.
Holy shit, $250 for an unopened 1978 Fleer Gator gum.
Put it on
gum
the tab.
Oh my God, Barrett, please buy that.
Wait, so hold on. I'm right there with you on this, because like this is one of those things I've never thought about, but now I'm asking questions. Yeah. What I want the answer. What is the, because I would assume, first off.
What is the differentiation?
Ignorant
of
question,
like,
are there pink lemons?
No.
No.
Because like my mind was blown when there's green bananas. You don't grow up learning that. But then all of a sudden you do, and you're like, oh, my worldview has been pretty.
You mean before they like,
you mean
before,
like
they
yeah,
ripen?
Before they ripen?
I never saw one. When I was a little kid, okay. I just saw a cartoon. Like, you know, you learn what a banana looks like. You get
sure.
a yellow banana.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I remember, I was like fucking 5 when I first saw it, but blew my mind.
Melissa Hagler in the chat says you're right, because strawberry lemonade is a thing. That makes sense, self-explanatory. Yeah. What is the pink in pink lemonade? It is a pink lemon. There is, in fact, a pink lemon.
Here I am. 33 no. years old, my fucking mind is blown. The inside of those lemons are pink.
What?
It looks like there is such a thing as a pink lemonade.
That's
cook,
pretty
right?
orange.
It's
understand.
Debatably
it's not...
grapefruit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the one. Look, no. If you click on the one that's all the top second.
Yeah,
from the left,
that's one. Look at that.
That one
they
looks,
went in there.
That,
yeah, but
pink.
They went in there
they
and dialed up the saturation.
They did the Tim Gettys.
I have an iPhone. I know what's saturated. Going on.
Yeah, is this not just a mix of because like
vibrancy?
So back home. We have the Valley lemons, right? Okay, Valley lemons are a mix of orange and lemon.
Ah, okay, great. Yeah, those got to be good.
They are amazing, Greg. Yeah. Like, holy fuck, they're fucking big-ass juicers, you know?
Sure.
But, like, that's kind of what... They don't look necessarily like that. The inside of this looks like a grapefruit. But pink lemonade doesn't taste like grapefruit.
But it kind of does.
No.
No. I mean, it's got a tartness to it.
What is a grapefruit?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's yeah. more.
What is a grapefruit?
More, really, when you think about it, it's more tart and it's like just more extreme, dialed up.
It's I don't know. It's just odd to me that, like, I don't feel like pink lemons are something that people ever go, like, oh, like, similar to you mentioning blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Are there blue raspberries? Or is that just somebody saying, throw the color blue in there? We saw what they fucking did with lemonade. Mm-hmm. We saw them throwing a color.
Nobody's just
lemonade.
Gonna basically, what you were saying is there's two corporate entities at war with each
yes.
other. One's the Pink Lemonade Corporation. The other's the Blue Raspberry Corporation. They used to be the Raspberry Corporation.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a new way to evolve. And they saw Pink Lemonade hit the market, and they said, if they can do it, we
there
can do it.
There you go.
Look,
blue raspberries.
Blue raspberry.
Shut the fuck up.
You're out of your gourd, man. No, Andy?
These articles are just fucking with you.
Okay.
No, but see, Andy once very courageously brought up the fact that he knows what green tastes like.
I do.
And I think that he might have been onto something that we just didn't give him enough credit for. Where here, apparently every color has a taste.
Yeah, it's just kind
it's
of...
pretty incredible.
It's kind of odd to me that that's like... That's the only color that they decided to attribute to. Like, they never made a blue lemonade. Yeah. Like, you don't see blue lemonade candy or hear about, like...
Impossible. Can't be done.
Blue lemonade, like... Because I always think of the Country Crock.
Well, I think it's because, like, blueberry and lemon don't go together.
Oh, Country Time Lemonade.
Country Time Lemonade. Yeah. I always think of the pink canister that my mom would buy back in the day, and we'd put that in the big-ass pitcher and fill it up with the fucking water faucet, and we'd get pink lemonade. But... like, why is there only pink lemonade? I guess we just saw that pink.
But there's only blue strawberry lemonade. You could do a strawberry lemonade.
No, but why is pink the only color that is?
Yeah,
because and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because what happens when you put blue and yellow together?
Green.
You get green. Who wants green lemonade? That's gross.
That's gross.
Right. What is the flavor of green? What is the flavor of green?
But pink lemonade is just pink. It's not. Two colors combined.
It's yellow and a pink together, but the pink is the predominant pigment, so it makes the yellow slightly less yellow. And then, but maybe it's red and yellow, and that makes pink. How do you make pink? What is the flavor of green?
Yellow
is that
and
apple?
Red, right? That means...
Green is a tropical flavor.
No, it's not a tropical flavor.
Green is a tropical flavor.
No fucking way. Yeah. When I think green, I think lime
you think
or
of
apple.
Green, you think of green.
Ooh, that's good.
You think of green, you think of being...
You're getting a Corona. What? You're on the
you think pina coladas?
Exactly. Exactly.
You're getting caught in the rain.
You think of being underneath a tree, tropical, maybe some marimbas.
Is that a steel drum?
No, I think of that when I think of coconut.
Steel drum, you think of guava, guayaba.
Oh, like a mango? Like a mango?
Yeah, you just think
See,
of
you're
kiwis.
Describing orange, man.
You just think of tropical.
For green.
For green.
I do not.
I very much think of whatever the taste the quantifiers are of a Mountain Dew, of a Surge, of a like-minded
apple.
I would even argue that energy drinks taste green to me.
Yeah, that's a green taste.
By a default.
And that, I don't think, when I think of energy drinks, I don't think of being on a tropical island. I think of being locked in. It's fucking, there's two teams left. It's us, it's them, and we got the fucking high ground on top of hospital. That's what I think.
We're getting the dew.
We're getting that fucking,
we're getting
the dew. We're doing
Because, like, you know, I just think of, there's the green Monster energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like tropical burst green or something.
Isn't it just the normal one?
Huh?
Isn't green the default monster?
No. You're thinking of the black can with the green logo.
Yes.
Right. The logo is always green. But they have like these iterations where it's like the full can is orange and it's like tropical fucking green, orange, tropical green, tropical whatever the fuck, you know?
Howdy, listeners. Great.
Thank
God.
You. Great Ultra God. Paradise. Green Paradise. Right now, I feel like... Hold on. Let's just take a tangent real quick. I feel like Greg is like the dude who ate way too many edibles.
Yeah. He thought he was
party.
Getting like 25
he's milligrams.
He's
at the party freaking the fuck
I'm
out.
I'm not freaking out. Yeah. Just having a good time. Don't worry about it.
He's just looking at me.
I don't do two cans of Coke back to back. I don't even refill the juice cup at the In-N-Out.
The juice cup.
All right.
Yeah. The juice cup.
I do
the
one
In-N-Out.
Coke and I leave. I go home. Don't even drink it all the way sometimes. You guys gave me two. Now you expect not to have a problem.
It's funny that you mention In-N-Out because there's one person in this office that now is synonymous with In-N-Out. I think goes every day. It's Snowbike Mike. Yeah. You said you could only go once a week. Snowbike Mike would go for every meal, which is hilarious because he's such an anomaly to me. He's such an opposites of a human being, right? Where he goes to In-N-Out every day, yet I heard him distinctly say, Nick, by March, I'm going shirtless. I'm going to be so skinny and so yacked that I'm going to go sans
In-N-Out.
I'm going to go sans shirt. No, he's going to go shirtless, period. Yet he goes to In-N-Out every day. Wait, I don't know. So there's In-N-Out, no parody.
Lean meat.
Isn't it lean meat?
Yeah.
Isn't it lean? All that grease coming off of it makes you
it's coming out of it.
It is coming out of it. You can squeeze it.
Barrett, real quick, to close the thread on the Gatorade gum, can you play the commercial I put in assets? This is an old Gatorade gum commercial. I've never seen it. It's from 1986.
Let's take a look.
But I think if they say it hydrates in the commercial, then it's done. I also tweeted a Gatorade.
Super Request says March LML. That's true. It's only a month away. Mike doesn't understand how time works.
Did he tell you what
he
needs to look like?
Mike's been going to the gym every single day, which is great. And he's looking better. He's got a little bit better. But I don't know that Mike necessarily has the same standards for what I would need to see out of myself to go shirtless for the rest of my life.
I just really need to know what this means.
Like, what do you mean?
I know that it can mean many things.
Let's back up.
Uh-huh.
So Mike started here.
Yes.
And he said, and I quote, Greg Miller makes me wear pants. I have to wear pants. I have to wear jeans because Greg Miller said that it's unprofessional for me to wear jeans. And then all it took was me one time saying, why don't you just wear shorts? You can be the shorts guy. Now Mike has not covered his legs since I said that.
Yams.
Right? He's got the candied yams. Mm-hmm. They're getting roasted out there in the sun.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's Thanksgiving dinner every single day. So recently, though, I think his goal for himself, his final form, if you will, to put it in terms that you understand, is shorts. That's it. Mustache, maybe a mullet.
Mustache.
That's what he's going to do. Mark my
mullet.
Mullet. Well, he tried to get a mullet, but the stoners that he goes to just totally forgot and cut his hair normal.
Today,
can we watch the Gatorade commercial?
Yeah, let's bring up the Gatorade commercial.
You've been playing for hours. Your mouth gets dry.
Is that Scott Baio?
Mouth gets dry.
Damn, she took his ass down.
That's a good look.
That's the look right there, Snowback Mikey. Watching this, tiny shorts, track shoe.
Gator gum. When your mouth gets dry, try Gator gum. The flavor that's more than just a gum.
This commercial is incredible.
Gator gum. Regular or orange? Ask for it.
Ask for it.
What does regular taste like?
And why is it different than orange?
It's like the yellow Gatorade.
Oh,
why is that regular though, man?
Because orange is orange Gatorade. There's got to be a Gatorade so you can have an orange Gatorade.
I just never would have thought that lime was like the Gatorade.
Yeah,
I always did, but I also never liked Gatorade.
Lemonade was the Gatorade.
What?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Yellow, lemon, right? Lime. Yeah,
just lemon lime, not lemonade.
Whatever the yellow is the Gatorade is what that is.
Sure, my apologies.
Yeah. But I also
thank you for not being defiant.
No. Tim, can I, this isn't a hill I'll die on today.
Tim, can I tell you why I've never really liked Gatorade?
Sure.
It's because every time I've ever watched any sort of sport, they always have Gatorade on the sideline, and it makes me think I'm gonna have to run. You know, I don't like sports.
I just always think of the Mitch Hedberg joke where he says, "You know, Gatorade always makes it seem like you got to be an athlete, but sometimes you're just a thirsty dude." Gatorade has severely looked over this demographic.
It's true.
When I was in the lab earlier, I heard Mike and Nick outside of the lab talking shop, right? They're like, yeah, today's stream went good. Yeah, we'll reconvene, blah, blah, blah. And then like a couple seconds go by and I heard more murmuring. And then suddenly, I think it's still business talk. I think we're still talking about what's happening with the company and blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly I'm hearing, well, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, either the mustache or the goatee come back. And this is all being spoken in a very serious tone, as if we're talking about the quarterly, whatever the fucking, it's just like going, yeah, well, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm thinking of either bringing the stash back. Maybe we disconnect. Maybe we bring the beard back. But the guy was talking about lining me up, and him and Nick are just having such a serious discussion.
I take Mike's look
about
very serious.
What his look is.
Yeah.
And again, why does he act like we have to finalize the look before we make the action figures?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what is going through his mind. And then earlier, he tells me, what's the new trading card he's getting?
Oh, shit.
Was it One Piece?
No, it's One Piece. Yeah. No, One Punch.
One Punch Man?
I think it's One Piece launching a trading card thing.
That must be. It's One Piece then.
He goes, we're doing One Piece trading cards now. I said, what happened to Pokemon? Ah, you know, we don't do that anymore. What about all the money you spent on Magic? A lot of Magic the Gathering cards just gathering dust. Like, I just don't understand how this person. Is a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That really is the question.
Mike is Mike, you know, it's only good as far as I'm concerned. It's just a lot of good to give. But I appreciate that he wants to find a look that he commits to and is like, this is my cartoon character.
It's his persona.
It's a big,
it's a brand.
Did he really ask about or like disconnecting the mustache and the beard?
Oh, no, Barrett, if you go look at Mike right now, you can take a picture of him and put him on. He has disconnected. He listened to the guys at his barbershop. They disconnected it for him.
I don't like that he's taking Andy's look, you know.
It's just a goatee.
It's when
but
like
it's,
Blessing
it's
thought about
parts.
Bringing in beanies for his look, but then he thought, I don't want to take Barrett's look, you know.
I mean, this is a big conversation people have to have. And I appreciate Mike having it. I don't like you looking down on it. Because of course he's already immortalized in the back of the X-Cast hat.
Fuck.
But he doesn't like that necessarily.
God damn it.
You know what I mean?
Through the window of the control room, I saw a redheaded man move very quickly.
That's
my god! Shit, we're getting into this.
That's a fire truck.
You know that you
in.
All have a job.
Here goes the fire truck.
You all have a job. You're going to be getting
look at the yams.
You're going to be getting action figures. Could happen. Trading cards could happen. One day we're going to give you one headshot. You'll use it for 8 years. Like
on this podcast.
These are the problems you have to do. So I appreciate Mike thinking it through on. What does he want to look like? What
Thank
is
you,
the
Greg.
Look? Andy was making fun of you for
I know.
It.
Can you believe that? He gets all up in my business just teasing me. You know what I mean? And it hurts my feelings because I look around the room.
Yeah.
I look at four distinguished gentlemen.
Yeah, we look totally different.
Right?
All four.
I mean,
all four
I look at
different.
Greg Miller, who has evolved over the years from a baby face Greg to just a man, a hunk of a man.
It's true.
No, not bearded. A silver fox, some would call him, right?
Fox.
He looks beautiful.
We call him the George Clooney of the video
I look
industry.
Over at you and I see. A Kentucky waterfall.
Yeah,
okay,
beautiful.
I see a sweet mullet that just
blowing
screams
forever.
Business in the front, party in the back all night long. Mike and Nick getting margaritas. I look over at Tim. Tim has evolved from a young boy to a man.
Sure.
Now he rocks denim and chains every day, and I think to myself, that's a dude right there. You know what I mean?
That's a dude.
That's one dude I'd like to hang out with. I look at Andy, and as I describe Big Mike, what he described Andy as last week, he goes, you know, I met Nick, I met Tim. Who was the other fellow? He had hair sticking straight up as if he needed some sleep. And I said, that's Andy, Big Mike. He's my best friend. And I look at Andy.
It's true.
And he's got
true.
This beautiful anime hair.
Did you call him sleep debt?
He's in deep sleep debt,
I'm
Big
in the
Mike.
Red. I'm in the
oh
red.
Oh, my
and
God.
I tell him, you know, that's my good friend, Andy. And, you know, he's got great, wicked anime hair. He's talented as all can be. He's handsome.
Yeah.
He's working out. He's working on his fitness. Mm-hmm. And here I am, Big Mike. What is my look? What am I doing with myself? Right? Am I the shorts guy?
You're
just
doing everything.
My hands?
That's the problem. Yeah.
Wait, you're trying it out.
You gotta have a shotgun approach.
You got
Andy,
white
you know
teeth.
I mean?
You got white teeth.
I got beautiful
you
white
you
teeth.
Got
do
chompers.
I really?
You got
see,
I have confidence.
I'm self-conscious about the chompers.
You sent me a whole bunch of recommendations for whitening my teeth because I asked you I'd like to do that. You sent me a whole bunch of recommendations, and you said though that you used them all at once, and that was burning your teeth.
Ah, they were burning up real good.
That's not good. Don't do it.
No, Greg. Now let's stop. Let's stop. On the package, it says only use once every 6 months. Mike used the whole fucking package in a week. So, that's going to burn your teeth if you don't actually do what the manufacturer tells you to do. But, Mike, what I appreciate about this is that you're trying to cultivate a look. I respect that. And you're experimenting a little bit.
Thank you.
And you're not committing to this or that or this or that. Even though I've told you multiple times, your signature look should be the mullet mustache shorts guy.
Yep. And
with
we're working towards that.
But a chain underneath that you never see until you become the mullet shorts, shirtless mustache guy.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the shirtless business.
Yeah, I have questions about that, Mike.
We're working on what's our goal, Nick, for the next 6 months?
Yacked and yatted.
Yacked and yatted.
What is yatted?
Is our brand new term right now. Of course, you know, jacked. We're getting jacked and yatted.
Tatted?
Man, we're getting tatted up, Greg Miller, okay? might shave half of my head right here. You never know.
Nice.
But thanks, Greg. Nice.
Wait, just one side?
Yeah, something real
that's
wicked dope. Yeah, that's a cool look. That's right.
People do that.
Might get a velociraptor on my neck. You never know what I could do over here.
But it's not like he's got long hair on the other side. If it's just fade here, shaved here, it just looks like you got an unfinished cut.
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll work it out. I think Mike's final look, at least for the next 6 months, is going to be the mustache. You're going to do the hair, not the mullet, but like the short sides and just let it go a little bit longer on the back. You know, you don't have to go full mullet with it. But I do love, Mike and I watched, we both watched what was it? You People over the weekend.
You People.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Which is,
how
was that? It was heavy. It was actually.
It's real. I loved it. And I pretty did not intense understand movie. The reviews mm-hmm. being so negative.
Well, I think it's because they kind of build it as a lighthearted comedy, mm. and it was not.
No.
It was a very heavy dramedy about a pretty heavy subject matter. But every second Jonah Hill was on that screen with that matted down bleach blonde yeah. surfer bro haircut, the overly tan skin,
overly tan,
and just the fucking yats, dude. The so badass, yats. Like spent thousands of dollars because he's a millionaire on the perfect amount of like imperfect tattoos.
Yes,
I just kept thinking Snowbike Mike's gonna look so cool one day.
I
want to
get
so
a triangle on
he's
my forearm,
so many
and
tattoos.
Tim just looks at me and goes, "What does that mean?" I go, "It just looks."
Doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? Don't worry
matter.
About that.
I love.
Tell him like it's all three sides are equal, and then just walk away.
Exactly. Triangle, strongest shape.
But Mike, I had this. It's true. I had this thought. Because at one point, Jonah Hill has a tattoo that says, I think it says, "Hello, Beanie," with an exclamation mark. Because Beanie Feldstein is his sister.
Okay,
she's also
okay,
an actor.
Okay.
She was in Booksmart, mm-hmm. which is hilarious. And she's a great actor great as well. Movie. But I was just thinking, like, if you get to that point where you feel like you need to put something personal on your arm and or okay. yams.
Hello, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Be what's cool. up, Nick? Okay, I like
right.
that.
Hello,
Nick.
Where are we dropping, cool. Nick?
Where are we dropping, Nick? Right?
Nick.
Oh, God!
Or, Mike. I like that.
Or
I like
meow,
that.
Nick.
I like
if I may, Mike.
Yeah, please.
I think you worry a lot about your appearance.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, and I'm not saying that's wrong, because I do too. I think everybody's very conscious of how we look and mm-hmm. blah, blah. But I think that you are so uniquely you that no matter how, you could try to dress like the most and look like the most generic person ever, but you are still you. And people are going to remember that. Because of how, whenever people walk into this studio, Mike is the first, most excited person
he's the
to
mayor.
Meet them.
Oh, you well, make us, Roger's make us been trying to come lately. He's been trying to
he's
come
been
for
doing
that.
Good. Are we getting real right now?
Yeah.
Wait, what about Roger?
It's so good to meet that guy, Andy. He's so the best.
Wait, what about Roger?
Oh, Roger comes in
he's
with a lot of energy
along.
Now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's becoming a great...
Oh, no, no, no. I mean when we yeah. have guests come in.
Who do we have?
Roger doesn't give a shit Mike, about the guests.
No, he's doing
I've
better.
Seen him try to put a cigarette on somebody.
Really?
Yeah. Weird because he doesn't smoke. He went to the store, bought a pack of cigarettes, smoked half one, and just put it on the guy's arm.
Put it right out on
yeah,
the
Mike,
guy's
I
arm.
Think you. I think you. I'm not trying to, you know, go into the future here, but when
yeah,
you die,
okay,
I'll be dead before that as well.
You think so?
But I'll write a statement for your funeral that'll great. Be like, "Andy's dead, by the way." But also, here's what he wanted to say: Mike is the guy that lit up the room.
Oh man, yeah. Andy.
And you do so like. Your personality shines through it all. So whatever look you land on in the next 7 years, mm-hmm. whatever of the 700 looks you go right. through, just know that you are always going to be Snowbike Mike, all right?
You're the best, Andy.
Mike.
I'm going to take you out to dinner tonight.
All right, I can't
we're
going
to go hang out
I
together.
Can't wait,
we're going to House of Prime Rib, baby.
No, you're not going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we are.
Are you really?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that's
tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You guys are Kevin Weasel's way to go.
Nick's invited somewhere in the mail. Maybe I'll get one.
yet to get invite to this. Yet to get invite. And what's hilarious is I was like, I somehow knew that despite the fact that I have missed out on four of these now, or three of these now, that Kevin was still going to go. And sure enough, we confirmed that Kevin and Paula are
Kevin
going.
Will be there. Yeah, yeah.
Kevin just gets in. I don't know how he gets this invite. It's like getting a fucking club. Like Tim gets into Club 33. I don't understand how this works out.
I forgot this is happening. And Mike was like, "Tonight, mashed potatoes." I was like, "What do you mean?" And he goes,
"Tonight, mashed
and
potatoes."
I was like, "Oh my god, that's tonight!" I knew there was something this Monday. I was so excited. And Nick was like, "Huh? What's going on with this? What's going on with this invite?"
It's incredible. It's incredible how I never get invited. Yeah.
Expect some tweets tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
yeah, we'll get some tweets guys, going. We'll get everybody tweets.
Be watching as I'm eating cold turkey meat at my house. And just crying in some cauliflower rice.
It's like whenever we're playing Warzone and all you hear in the background is Nick just banging his goddamn bowl with his fork. He's like, what are you
he's
eating
down
that slap? He's just
he's waiting for a res.
All night. I love it.
Listen, come here.
That's how
come
we,
here.
We get it.
That was some nice kind words that Andy said to you, but we both know he's fucking full of shit. You dial in the look you want to dial in.
Yes.
We're gonna put you on posters, okay?
Oh,
because let me
man,
tell you about
so
this. You have a bright shining attitude in person. That's great, but you know you can't fucking see that on a poster, okay? If you're on a playing card someday, all I see is a badass mullet.
Yeah,
I see yats and yatted.
Yams, baby. I'm out of here. Love y'all.
Right.
God bless him. Meeting his dad was a trip.
Oh yeah,
you know
I'm
what
sad
I mean.
That I missed him.
Yeah. Oh man.
Big
you
Mike
should be.
Big Mike was awesome, and Big Mike does this thing that is the most dad thing. He starts sentences off with your name,
Nick.
So Mike does it sometimes too, which is very, very proper. But Mike, you know, he's a contemporary. when Big Mike does it, it makes me instantly want to like do something for the guy.
Sure.
So I was like, hey, Big Mike, would you like a cup of coffee? And he goes, Nick, I would love a cup of coffee. And suddenly I was like, I have to make sure that this coffee is good. I checked the date on the half and half to make sure I wasn't poisoning Big Mike.
Sure.
Because I couldn't let Big Mike down.
Sure.
That was like, that's a father figure now, and we have to make sure that he's taken care of.
How big is Big Mike?
Not very big.
Okay.
No.
That was the surprising aspect of it, and that's why he's so unassuming, Big Mike.
Just normal.
Because I thought he was going to be a towering bike, but Mike's way taller than him.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, is he really tall?
I mean, he's a solid, like, four, maybe 3-4 inches taller.
No shit.
Yeah, Big Mike was.
I didn't notice the height discrepancy.
Big Mike's probably like 5'9", 5'10", if I had to guess.
Energy of a much taller man.
Very true.
I was working, and we had known that Mike's dad was going to come in, and we discussed it in the morning meeting of like, hey, he's going to come in at some point, whatever. I totally expected that Mike would plan that to be a part where Mike's here.
Sure.
But no, that's not how that
worked. We were at In-N-Out, yeah.
Mike and everyone went to In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. I had headphones on, and I was like sitting there working, and all of a sudden, like out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody was standing there.
A surprisingly small.
I turn over, and there was just like a dude just standing, and it freaked me the fuck out because I'm like, what is happening right now? And it took me all of half a second to be like, that's Mike's dad. Like, that man is related to Mike. Not even remembering, oh yeah, Mike's dad's coming here. It's just, you see him.
Really? I didn't get that at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Not either.
Oh my God. I'm like, that is fucking Mike's dad. And he started talking, and immediately I'm like,
the voice is the same
voice, the same cadence. And I was like, that's how it works. But I was very, very like, whoa.
I didn't know he was Big Mike until he called me Slappy. That's when it's really when it kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm honestly just more disappointed that of all the content me and Mike have done, that he's never shown his father anything that me and Mike have done.
Mm-hmm.
You show, my dad walks in here right now, he'll know that's no like Mike, that's Greg, that's Tim, that's Nick, maybe.
My dad was the biggest fan of KFAF. You know?
It's wild that, so, you know, you would just expect, you know, that somebody would to know who your contemporaries are.
Let's,
you know,
stop right there.
Really disappointing.
Because Andy just fucked up. What he meant to do was not include me in that, but you went too far into it, yeah. And you were like, well, I'll give him the compliment right now.
Yeah, I'll give it to
Greg,
you.
One time we were on a stream, mm-hmm. And Andy started off, and he was like, well, it's because you're, you know, you're a little, I mean, you're I fucking know what you were going to say.
What were you gonna say?
I know what you were going to say.
You said something else there before you said that. Yeah.
Dude, I was comparing you to Vegeta. I was comparing you to Vegeta. You were Vegeta in Fortnite, and I was like,
I was.
No, Nick is totally like a little Vegeta. He's like a little, you know, fuck. He's, you know,
Vegeta. And I was like, we all
go
know.
Ahead, say it. What'd you say? Yeah, what are you gonna say? Anyway, Blue Raspberry, what's going on there?
What's going on, man?
Now, Greg, would you say that the second Coke has worked its way through your veins, and now you've
crashed
really hard?
Listen, you're gonna when you get up and touch the face of God,
you're gonna get burned, buddy.
You're gonna come down.
Yeah.
And on that note, we will retire for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. This, of course, has been the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five, best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk to each other about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, be on patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you can be in the live chat watching us record the show ad-free. You can get the show on demand ad-free. You can get dozens of exclusive episodes of programming like Kinda Feud, Greg Way, and you name it, all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. A lot of burps. How do you guys do this much carbonation, you know?
You just get through it.
Jeez, crazy. I don't know. That was like an herpy, too.
You hold it, it'll come out the other
end. Not like a puke, but you know what I mean.
Herpy.
Yeah, you know where it's like there's
dude. One time I had Papa John's, like a full. Remember that one time I had pizza and like it almost stopped me from going to Disneyland? That was a good podcast.
I don't remember that, but I ate so much
pizza. I got so much pizza.
Contemplating not going to Disneyland.
If you got, I was in the hotel like. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe each and every week. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Kinda Funny podcast. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.